Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, green shoots everywhere. Green shoots everywhere. There's good stuff happening all over the place. I mean, look what happened yesterday. Mitt Romney, who's become a wart on the caboose of the Republican Party, a guy who will take any opportunity to jump in front of a camera and try to kiss the ass of the Washington Post and the New York Times. Yeah, he's out. He's gone. And believe me, it's not some act of benevolence. What'd he say? Oh, I'm getting old. That's total BS. He's making that whole thing up. Getting old. The guy would run for office. He'd run for president if he thought he could win. Mitt Romney is out because Mitt Romney was going to lose. I will spend a little bit of time, but not a lot. I don't want to waste a lot of time on Mitt Romney. I've got that. The New Mexico governor just getting annihilated in court yesterday. The Democrat hacked New Mexico governor. There's good things happening. There's no reason to be depressed. There's good things happening. Don't pop the champagne. It's not time for a victory lap, but it is time to feel good today. The Hunter Biden thing has them all freaked out. How can I tell? Because that tool bag at CNN, Marshall, whatever his name is, did the most, ladies and gentlemen, by far the most hilarious fact check you will ever see in your life. Today is going to be the definitive takedown of the Biden regime. The definitive takedown. Share this link to this show with every one of your lunatic liberal friends. If they deny the contents of the show today, then they're just freaking lunatics and scrap them from your life. Today's show is going to be incredible. Don't miss it. Book signing today, later in Cary too. The Barnes & Noble on Kildare Farm Road, Cary, North Carolina. Hope to see you there. Today's show brought to you by Birch Gold. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa formally agreed to use local currencies in trade instead of the U.S. dollar during a recent meeting. That's a bad thing, and it's just the first shoe to drop. As demand for the dollar weakens, the buying power of your dollar weakens too. This is why Birch Gold Group is busier than ever. Investors and savers are looking to harness the power of physical gold held in a tax-sheltered IRA. I buy my gold from Birch Gold Group. You can do it too. Text DAN to 989898 for your free information kit on gold with thousands of happy customers. An A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and countless five-star reviews. You can count on Birch Gold to help you navigate transitioning an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. As the U.S. dollar continues to receive pressure from foreign countries, digital currency, and central banks, arm yourself with information on how to protect your savings. Text DAN to 989898 to claim your free information kit now. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision. Message and data rates apply. All right, producer Joe, by the way.
Yes.
I was wondering if you're going to say that. Did you read the book last night, the chapter you were in?
I'm going to read it this weekend.
Okay, I want a full report. You don't have to read the whole thing. It's a lot of netbook. You need to take it in slow. But I need you to read the chapter where you're in. So it's kind of like you reading about you, but still, you'll know. And I need you to affirm on Monday that there is no hyperbole in the book, that's actually how it went down, okay?
Now I'm afraid to read it.
No, don't be afraid. But do me a favor, on Monday, I will ask for at least a report on our section and tell me if I got all the deets right.
Will do, teacher.
Okay, all right, yeah. Good, man, because you're an important component of Dan Bongino's life. You're welcome.
By the way, it's showtime.
Oh, thank you. It is show. That's good to know. Is it a lot? You mean it's a live show? 23,000 people. Like, you're going to get to the content, or you and Joe just going to bullshit the whole time? No, he's an important part of my life. Joe was definitely not a failure. The book is called The Gift of Failure, but meeting Joe is a huge success. I wouldn't be here without him. So good to see you, buddy. Green shoots everywhere. Green shoots everywhere. New Mexico governor getting spanked by the courts, basically humiliated by the courts, getting humiliated by the Democrat attorney general, the sheriffs, national Democrats, the news media. It is so. I think the New Mexico governor, the hilarious part about it is, I think she did this thing where she thought she was going to suspend the Constitution. Can just go to this first. Go to the AP story first. Just put that up first before we get to Mittens for a second, because this is just so hilarious. Here's what I think happened, and I'm getting this from some sources, and you'll see it on social media. It's not like some cryptic source told me this. Michelle Lujan Grisham, there's a lot of people out there who are now lining up to run for president. Ladies and gentlemen, as I've said often, I'm making a prediction. Predictions are like holes. Everybody's got one. You know, but I don't like political predictions, but I'm just putting it out there. Again, Joe Biden will not be the nominee. He will not be the nominee. I'll get to that later. What happened with David Ignatius? It's a big deal. Maybe tomorrow, to that later, whatever. But David Ignatius, the Washington Post telling him to back off, is a huge deal. This guy's like a scion on the left, and he's a CIA dude. Like, the CIA loves this guy. They must have something on Biden. What does that have to do with the New Mexico governor and green shoots popping up everywhere? They're all getting ready to run for president the minute Biden says, gives the LBJ speech. I will not be running for president, or if they just force him out. I think the New Mexico governor, an absolute lunatic, I mean, just a goofball with ethics problems and everything, a clown. I think she really thought she was going to become some hero to the left by threatening to arrest people in Mexico by banning the Second Amendment in the state of New Mexico. Excuse me. I think she thought she was going to be a hero. Instead, she was roundly mocked. And, Joe, please, can you unflag it today? Did we not? We just flagged it a couple days ago.
Yeah, but keeping the guys busy. Unflag that, guys.
We did unflag it. So you got to unflag it again. Yeah. Did I not say she was going to get spanked in court and this is the reason the Democrats spoke out against it? AP. Federal judge blocks a suspension of right to carry firearms in public order by New Mexico governor. As I said. Ted Lieu speaking out. Ted Lieu believes in the Constitution. Ted Lieu's a radical Democrat congressman. Ted Lieu doesn't believe in anything. Ted Lieu knew they were going to lose in court. And now when they lose in court, there's legal precedent against these kinds of ridiculous orders. So no Democrat governor is going to be able to pull this off again. They'll try because they're lunatic communists. But of course this thing was going to get smacked down in court. You can't suspend the Constitution. What an idiot. So she got wrecked yesterday. Green shoots everywhere. This happened too. Green shoots popping up all over the place. No more Mitt. But of course, Mittens, Romney on the way out the door. I mean, a total sellout in every respect. A guy who just is, he's obviously a Democrat, pretends to be a Republican. The one thing Romney supporters have in common is, as Sean Davis said yesterday, everybody regrets voting for Romney. It's the only thing. So Mitt decided he was going to leave, not run for re-election in the Senate. Anyone know why? I told you, he says it's because of his age. That is absolutely not the case. He was about to get smoked in Utah. He was going to get destroyed. I think that mayor, what's his name, Trent Staggs, is running. There's probably going to be some others that jump in. We'll have to vet these guys so we can give you an informed endorsement or quasi-endorsement or whatever, support. I don't know what the hell you call it. Doesn't really matter. But we'll have to vet these cats to see who the most conservative is. Mitt Romney was whoever was running. Mitt Romney could have run in the Republican primary against an Elizabeth Warren type, and Mitt Romney still would have been less conservative. So Mitt Romney's out. This is hilarious, though. He's got to take a shot out the door. I want you to watch this coward out the door, how he talks about he's part of the wise wing of the GOP. Just a hint, guys. If you're calling yourself wise, you're probably a moron. As my Aunt Jane, God rest her soul, used to say, self-praise things. Here's Mittens out the door. So he's calling himself part of the wise wing of the party that led to massive debt, wars all over the world, capitulation on spending, a bunch of white papers, uncontrolled immigration. They do speeches and white papers. That's basically what they do. Trump got the Abraham Accords, tax cuts, federal judges appointed, fired Jim Comey, massive regulatory reform. Trump got all that done while Mitt Romney was busy writing white papers for Bain or wherever he worked. But listen to this stupid shot out the door. Check this out.
When you look at the Republican Party, particularly where the House of Representatives is, do you feel like this is a Republican Party that is beholden to former President Donald Trump?
Well, there's no question but that the Republican Party today is in the shadow of Donald Trump. He is the leader of the greatest portion of the Republican Party. It's a populist, I believe, demagogue portion of the party. Look, I represent a small wing of the party, if you will. I call it the wise wing of the Republican Party. And I don't believe we're going away. I think ultimately we'll see a resurgence and come back into leadership of the party. My wing of the party talks about policy and about issues that will make a difference to the lives of the American people. The Trump wing of the party talks about resentments of various kind and getting even and settling scores and revisiting the 2020 election. What are the policies for the future? And my party is only going to be successful getting young people to vote for us if we're talking about the future. And that's not happening so far in that other wing.
Sorry, he was busy responding in the chat to at Spock for you. Says he was late to the chat, was reading my book. Thank you. Appreciate that. Means a lot. You hear it? He got a great point during the break there, though. Well, not the break for us, not a break for you. No one wise has ever called themselves wise. It's just not the way it goes down. That's just not the way any of this works, folks. What do I always say, guys? What's one of my golden rules? If you cite your education or how wise you are, you're probably a moron. Whenever I do that, I have to ask for a special dispensation from the crowd because it's only for the purpose of a specific segment. Whenever you tell people you're wise or you have to cite your master's degree, your MD, your JD, or your pseudo expertise in an area, you're probably a moron. Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. He has a good point. Yeah, you know what? That's actually a good point, Blakey. If you're citing your education, I still think you're a moron, but it's objectively true. Like, I actually do have an MBA and a master's degree. Like, you can go look that up. Not that anyone would give a shit. I mean, who really cares? I always say, if you cite it, you're an idiot. But it is objectively true. That's a great point. Telling someone you're wise is a subjective opinion of your aptitude and achievement level that really makes you sound like an even bigger dipshit than you think it makes you sound. But that's Mitt Romney. That's who he is. Total clown. I, the fact that I voted for this guy and even said nice things about him because I was so afraid of Obama is embarrassing. Really, I was so terrified of another Obama regime that I was like, all right, we got to vote for this guy. But I said yesterday in a radio show, he's such a bad dude, man. When I was the Senate nominee, the Republican Senate nominee, when Romney was running for president, they had an event, Joe. I don't know if you weren't at the event, but you were at CBM at the time. Mm-hmm. Romney had an event in Baltimore County, not Baltimore City in Maryland. The county's different. Baltimore County's like a 60-40 Democrat Republican, but Republicans can win there. He went up there. They didn't even invite us to the event. What? Forget about speaking or anything like that. The Romney team didn't even invite us to the event. That's what kind of a guy him and his arrogant team were. And
prick. They, of course, what they a got prick, man.
He was. I mean, it was really like a really not classy move. And I'll never forget Maria telling me that. Maria was my campaign. She's like, no. We didn't even get an invite to it. That's who. And I was the nominee. That's
I didn't know
they
that.
Are. Yeah,
thanks.
All right. So here's what we're going to get. This is going to be for you guys. The definitive takedown of the Biden crime family. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love this straight up because this is going to be it. We are going to make basically a criminal case against Joe Biden. You have to remember, as a former investigator and cop, you don't have to prove anything. What? You have to prove things beyond a reasonable doubt. Do you understand there's a difference, correct? There is proof, and proof is built by evidence. Proof would be what? God Almighty coming down before you and say, Joe Biden did it? I mean, would that be proof? Some of you would doubt that too. It's an illusion. It's like that evil guy from the Spider-Man thing that does the illusions, with the magic dude, whatever his name is. There's always going to be doubters. Always. There's no such thing as proof. There are degrees of proof. Reasonable suspicion, proof beyond a reasonable doubt. There is no more any reasonable doubt left that Joe Biden is the head of the Biden crime family. None. Now, I want to show you a couple of things first. Here is a CNN reporter, this Abby Phillips, who ironically seemed to have some sense debating a school choice opponent who sent her kid to private school the other day and then completely lost her mind with Matt Gaetz. This is CNN, again, insisting that there's no evidence against Joe Biden, despite a litany of evidence I'm going to show you today. Send this link to your liberal friends and ask him what's untrue. This is proof beyond a reasonable doubt. But watch them first. Stick with the no evidence canard. Check this out. This is good.
As to the quality of the evidence, though, I just have to say, I mean, we do have bank records, devices, laptops, travel records, changes in administration policy. Seems like pretty strong evidence to me.
None of which links President Biden to...
Well, it was Joe Biden on the phone.
None of which...
He was calling into the meetings. Wait, Abby, are you actually trying to tell your viewers that you don't believe that Joe Biden was involved in Hunter Biden's business deals?
It's not about what I believe. It's about whether there is evidence that President Biden is linked to the misdeeds that might be linked to Hunter Biden. That's the issue. But I want to get back.
Can you just acknowledge that when he calls into the business deals that he's involved?
This is
when
not,
he calls into the to the dinners.
Not about,
you don't think that's involvement?
Is,
again, folks, these people are just to be laughed at. Well, damn, we should reason with them. No, you should reason with your neighbors and your friends. Media people, the woman there is not dumb. I think her name is Abby something. Abby Phillips. Thank you. She's not stupid. What she's doing there is not faux naivete. She knows full well Joe Biden is not only connected, but running the Biden crime family. She knows that. She's just lying. There's a difference between malfeasance, misfeasance, and ignorance. This is malfeasance. You can't reason with malfeasance. I mean, the only thing I think of, it's like trying to reason with like Jason from Friday the 13th. Hey, Jay, I don't know, Jay. It's a bad idea to whack that dude with the machete. Like Jason doesn't care. He's like... He doesn't care. The media people don't care. So I'm proud of Matt Gaetz for going on there and humiliating the woman trying to insist that Joe Biden's not connected because it just makes them look like buffoons. But they're not going to stop. It's not just one. They don't care about their kids having to laugh at them in the future that they defended the biggest government corruption scandal in American history. They don't care about any of that. You have to understand, none of this bothers them, even not a single shred of an iota of nuisance is in their soul over. They don't care at all. They are absolute sellouts and communists. Here's just a quick 1 minute of the new line now. There is no direct evidence, and this canard going around. It doesn't matter what you say. Take a look.
You know, the president has been in politics for a long time, and I think, as he would say, he's seen a lot of malarkey along the way, but this might take the cake.
This is all smoke and no fire.
What a waste of time and money.
I don't see any probable cause here. There's just no evidence.
I have not seen any evidence.
There's no evidence of any crime at all.
No evidence so far that ties Joe Biden to any of this, at least nothing that they have brought forward and that we have seen.
Have you seen said evidence?
No, not a scintilla of evidence.
There is not a shred of evidence that President Joe Biden has engaged in wrongdoing.
No business dealings of Hunter Biden's or anyone's was discussed in these conversations.
I think they're making it up.
There is not a shred of evidence that President Joe Biden has committed an impeachable offense.
A substantial majority of Americans believe something which is not true.
There is not a shred of evidence that President Joe Biden has committed a crime.
You got to have a crime. Like, you got to have some accusation you can make. And they don't really have anything right now.
I think the impeachment inquiry is absurd.
I think that that's absurd. It's ridiculous, of course.
This is part of the right wing's misinformation machine to try to confuse people.
Now, here's the funny part. Here's the, again, reasoning with communists is not going to work. It's not going to work. Okay. Forget it. And when I show you the fact check coming up next, you are going to laugh your ass off about, I mean, even for fact checks. Did you read it, Guy? Joe, did you guys see it processing the show?
Yeah, we did.
Is it not the most, of all the ridiculous stupidity we've ever seen, this one takes the dopey cake and it like jams your face in it. But just to show you how full of shit these people are, this is Politico. There is not a farther left-wing rag out there than Politico. It's Mother Jones type material. Politico. Remember the ones who told you I got thrown out of a bar in Palm Beach? Remember that one? Did that happen? I don't remember that. Of course. Yeah, I don't either because it never happened. This is Politico. This is Politico. I said to them, hey, I offered the guy like a ton of money. I'm like, show me the video of what happened. And they didn't want it. This is Politico. It is a left wing rag of garbage. Here's Politico in August of 2019. Biden Inc. How middle-class Joe's family cashed in on his family name. Over his decades in office, middle-class Joe's family fortunes have closely tracked his political career. Guy, did I say the date on that? Did I miss that? Was it 2019? Ben Schreckinger. Yeah, Guy said it's like it's weird. It was almost different back then. It's almost like the media has known the whole time how corrupt Joe Biden is as they continue to say there's no evidence. So strange. You know what's even stranger? As if you didn't believe already, we have a communist agitprop government-run media. The Biden White House sent out instructions to their little sycophantic ass-kissing media people. You better go out and challenge these Republicans on Biden's crimes. Look at this back-to-back CNN. White House sends letters to news execs urging outlets to ramp up scrutiny of GOP's impeachment inquiry, quote, based on lies. Here's Marshall Cohen. We're going to cite right now. Fact-checking McCarthy's claims while launching Biden impeachment inquiry. Marshall Cohen, there he is. He clicks his heels and snaps right through it. I got my orders, sir. I got my orders. And you're supposed to take these people seriously. That's a funny part. Yeah, you keep it up. Keep listening to these idiots. Daniel Dale, Annie Gray. We've never even heard of Annie Gray. Why'd she go on a byline with these two dipshits, Marshall Cohen and Daniel Dale? Daniel Dale, Annie, save your career. Delete your name from that immediately. This is the most humiliating thing I've ever seen. But it's Daniel Dale and Marshall Cohen. You just check out their avatars. You'll see what I mean. If there was a toolbox in kind of a visual pictogram dictionary, you'd see these two idiots. I'm all right. I'm going to get to that in a second. Let me get to my next sponsor. We're going to break this thing down. It's going to be the definitive takedown of the Biden crime family. You're going to want to share this around with your friends. EnviroCleanse. Folks, you should choose an air purifier like your life depends on it, because it just might. Canadian wildfire smoke has blanketed the U.S., reaching as far as our southern states. And with wildfire season in full swing nationwide, toxic smoke is threatening our health. EnviroCleanse, I have one. It's a military-grade air purification now available for your house. I have one downstairs. We run it all the time. EnviroCleanse is specifically designed to help wipe out some airborne chemicals and viruses known to cause illness, allergies, and difficulty breathing. Even some toxic gases and some particles found in wildfire smoke are no match for EnviroCleanse. This is how you can help keep your family healthy. It's why the military chose EnviroCleanse to protect the air on board our fleets. Only EnviroCleanse comes with a free professional air quality monitor so you know your family's breathing purified air or your money back. Visit ekpure.com. Use promo code Bongino, my last name, for 10% off your EnviroCleanse air purification unit. It's a big savings. You'll also get the free air quality monitor plus fast free shipping. It's a $150 savings. Visit ekpure.com, code Bongino. ekpure.com. Code Bongino. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Thanks, EnviroCleanse. We appreciate it. Great product. Check it out. Okay. This is, of all of the dumb fact checks you have ever seen in your life, humiliating even by left-wing standards. Let's go through it point by point like we're making an actual criminal case so you will leave today's show absolutely convinced that we are a source for truth and they are a source for bullshit. It's as simple as that. Okay, here's the article, the fact check article by Marshall Cohen and Daniel Dale. You got to put it up for me too. I know you guys can see it, but I got to see it too. There we go. Fact checking McCarthy's claims while launching Biden impeachment inquiry. Annie, I'm gonna leave you out of this for now because I think you were just too dumb to realize you were signing on with these two idiots. However, Marshall Cohen and Daniel Dale have already established reputations for being agitprop commie losers. So we're going to just focus on these two for now. Annie, but we'll get to you next time. So here's their first point in this. Now, you may be saying, wait, this is a fact check? Because the fact check seems to confirm everything the Republicans have said about the Biden crime family. And the answer is, ding, 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 you'd be correct. So CNN claims, Cohen and Dale, CNN says the claim is that Biden family and associates got $20 million through shell company. McCarthy said, facts first, they note. This is true about Joe Biden's family and associates. We haven't even got to the next clause. This is true. But there's no public evidence to date that the president personally received any money. There isn't. Imagine being Marshall Cohen and Daniel Dale. They have kids, you know. Their kids can read this. Again, I always think of that. Like, they have kids. Your kids are reading this going, Dad, are you a moron? So you're admitting that the Biden family got $20 million through a bunch of shell companies. And you're not even remotely concerned about where that money may have went. And then you claim that there's no evidence he personally benefited. Okay, well, let's go through the evidence. Here is the business partner to the deal, which nobody disputes. His name is Tony Bobulinski. He was a business partner to a couple of deals involving the Biden crime family. Here is Tony Bobulinski claiming directly, and no one's disputed his account. It's backed up by emails, by the way, the infamous 10% for the big guy email, which he verified is true, and so is everyone else. Joe Biden, we know, is the big guy. Here's Bobulinski saying, yeah, we've done business with Joe Biden. But Daniel Dale and Marshall Cohen say this isn't evidence. Why? Because they're freaking moron commies. That's why. Take a listen.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
Can we play that again? Is that possible? Or is it? I don't know how you like techie guys work over there. I just want you to hear this again. Yeah, hold on. I just want you to hear this again one more time in case you missed it. This guy was a member of the military. He is unquestioned, unimpeachable. He says unimpeachable credibility. Nobody has seriously questioned anything Bobulinski said. He has texts and emails to back up. He was a business partner to this deal. He said, this is not deposition. This is him volunteering the information in public that he was doing business with Joe Biden. And somehow Marshall Cohen and Daniel Dale, the two kings of the dipshits at CNN, claim there's still no evidence. Here, listen to this again.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
Oh, that's cool. You can like do a mixtape. Do that again. I was. Can you cut and max like the cut and wax? See, back when I lived in the city,
including
I grew up in New York City.
Joe Biden.
This is a thing.
Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
You would cut wax under the, you know, records that weren't really made of wax, but we call it cut and wax. You'd they call it scratching. You would scratch. You remember that? Maybe I'm ahead of myself. Now they do it all electronically. But back in the day, I don't know, Joe, do you remember this? Like, we used to actually scratch the records.
Oh, yeah.
This is Bob. We should make, can you do me a favor? Can you guys next week or the week after do a Bob Alinsky remix where it's like some scratching? Oh, good. Send that to Justin. He's over at school. Tell him to bill us for it. We need a Bob Alinsky remix because Marshall Cohen and Daniel Dale are saying there's no evidence, despite the business partner saying not only is there evidence, he actually saw it. See,
Joe
this
Biden.
Is the kind of stuff.
Joe Biden.
What do you think?
Joe Biden.
Should we do a Justin remix of Tony Bob Alinsky? Cutting rhymes. We should, right? Maybe a rap song will penetrate the liberal dopey brain. This is the kind of stuff in court that absolutely sinks criminals every single time. Good. We got a lot of yeses there. Good. All right. Here's more. I'm not even done. It's only the first, alleged fact check. They say, here's the text from Hunter Biden. We know is a verified text where he's talking to a family member. And remember, Daniel Dale and Marshall Cohen say there's no evidence at all that Biden personally profited. Well, of course, they know this because they're communist a-holes. That's why. I love you all, but I don't receive any respect. That's fine, I guess. Works for you. Hope you can all do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard. But don't worry. Unlike Pop, he's talking about his dad, I won't make you give me half your salary. Daniel Dale, is that evidence? Marshall, is that it? Marshall Dale. Marshall Dale, Dan Cohen, Marshall, all of you, Annie, whatever your name is that not, what is that? That's not evidence? Because let me tell you something, in court, did you ask, by the way? Just curious, Marshall and Dan, you guys are fact checkers, right? You two dipshits. Did you ask Hunter about that text? Yeah, you didn't, because you're lying, fake, phony frauds. Again, don't you guys have kids? Aren't you a little bit embarrassed, you two dipshits? Aren't you even a little bit embarrassed that the evidence is in front of your face and you ignore it for your communist overlords? Who gave you the marching instructions to cover their asses?
Oh,
aren't you
hell
even a little embarrassed?
No.
You didn't even ask about it? What about the big guy email? 10% for the big guy. The big guy being Hunter Biden. Oh, we don't know Hunter Biden's a big guy. There's no evidence. Actually, we do. Here's a Daily Mail article. Hunter Biden associate referred to the big guy in a second message during a panic about a laptop hard drive leaks ahead of the 2020 election. That's another... Another big guy, so weird, so strange how that happens. Marshall Dale, Daniel Cohen, Marshall Dan Cohen, Marshall Cohen Dale, Annie Marshall Dale Cohen Grayer. Did you guys see any of this? Did you ask about any of this? Of course not. You're morons and dipshits. We get that with zero credibility. You don't understand. I hope you get this, that nobody actually believes you. The left doesn't believe you. They placate you because they see you as a useful idiot. And the right, people on my side, we just laugh in your face. We laugh in your face because we know how stupid you are. The fact that I'm not a journalist and have to do your job is just humiliating. This is just the first one. I'm not even done. As I said, this is the definitive takedown of the dipshit class and the media and the Biden crime family today because I'm tired of them. Let me just take a quick break, get to my sponsors, and then we're going to just fillet these idiots on the other side, so don't go anywhere. Blackout Coffee. You tired of the same old monotonous garbage coffee? Probably made by a liberal company that does two things wrong. Their coffee sucks, number one, and they probably hate America. So get rid of them. You want good coffee from a company that loves the country, loves customer service, loves roasting good coffee, sourcing good coffee, loves their customers, has a great shipping process, has an incredible work ethic, and they're dedicated to the country and conservative values. Sounds like my kind of company, right? Well, do me a favor and check out blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Just squeeze the bag and take it all in. It smells like coffee. It tastes like coffee. It is absolutely this. I like my coffee hot, by the way. 3 cups today, extra fired up, as you can tell. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. All I'm asking you guys is to give it a try. Ditch the other guys. Blackout Coffee remains true to our values. They love this country. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Our last sponsor today is coming up. Genucel. Is your face? They enjoyed the summer as much as you did. But ladies and gentlemen, here's Ella from Rockford, Illinois. I have both age and acne spots. The stuff's actually fading. Both of them. The serum is worth every penny. Ella's raving about the dark spot corrector from Genucel Skincare. A must-have after months of record heat and humidity. Sunspots, brown spots, discoloration, even red inflamed patches could all disappear in front of your very eyes. It's not only Ella loves Genucel skincare products. My wife, Paula, digs it. She's been using Genucel skincare products since 2018. That's back in 2018. Stuff works. And here's the Genucel skincare amazing guarantee. You'll see results day one or your money back. So take advantage of the Genucel skincare most popular package, which now includes a dark spot corrector plus the classic Genucel skincare bags and puffiness treatment and immediate effects. All at about 70% off, so you can try the best skincare in the world for yourself, completely risk-free. Just go to genucel.com/Dan today. Start looking years, even decades younger tomorrow. Say goodbye to dark and liver spots, bags and puffiness under the eyes, crow's feet at genucel.com/Dan, G-E-N-U-C-E-L, genucel.com/Dan. See results day one and get compliments everywhere you go. genucel.com/Dan, genucel.com/Dan. All right, back to the fact check. By Annie Dale Cohen Marshall, or whoever the hell those three idiots were, that it took three morons to screw this thing up to this degree, I find absolutely hilarious. Here they say is claim number two they want to debunk in the fact check. The claim by the Republicans that an informant alleged that the Biden family got a bribe. Kevin McCarthy said, quote, even a trusted FBI informant has alleged a bribe to the Biden family. This is the fact check. It's true. It's true that an informant gave a tip of this nature to the FBI. I know many of you are waiting for the actual fact checking. This is CNN. This is them debunking it, acknowledging it's true. And that the FBI had a view the informant is credible. But here, get a load of this. You want to hear about dumbass asterisk of the year. But the underlying allegation that the Biden family was given a bribe is totally unproven. The informant was merely reporting something he said he'd been told by a Ukrainian businessman. Holy effing shit. I'm out of here. I can't. Do you dipshits understand that's how informants work? How freaking stupid is Annie Marshall Dale? How the... Are you morons this freaking stupid? That's how informants work, you dipshits. How the... Do you think informants work? Informants come to you with allegations that they're unproven. Okay, there's a way to prove them. How do you think you do that, guys? Any guesses? An informant, let me give you a hypothetical. You find out from an informant that Joe may have robbed a bank now that he's new in Florida. Joe needed some cash for whatever, a new guitar on the weekend. Someone tells you that. It's unproven, correct? What do you think as FBI agent Guy you might do? I'm just going to throw it out there. You have no investigative experience at all, so you're virgin to this. What do you think you might do? Maybe go tell him. And I'm not talking as his friend. I'm talking as an FBI agent. You'd go and investigate. Look at this guy. He's like, he's such a loyal cat. Maybe I'd go and tell Joe. Dude, you're freaking hilarious. I can't miss this chat. I'm sorry. This show is bonkers today. You would go and investigate it. You'd ask, I got to help these guys out. Joey, he's trying to protect Joe. Folks, if Guy's told as an FBI agent, Joe may have robbed the bank, one of the first things you do to prove it, of course it's unproven. It's from an informant, Marshall, Dale, Annie, you three idiots. You would go first and say, well, which bank? It was the First Florida Bank of the Native Son. Oh, okay. Which one? The one in Jupiter. You'd probably go to your file. Oh, look, it was robbed. Wow, that's interesting. You would go and investigate it. How do you know this, informant guy? Well, I know it because the getaway driver told me. This is called journalism and investigations. Marshall Dale Daniel Annie Grayer are apparently so stupid they don't even understand how informants work. Now, this is how dumb they really are. I'm going to let you in on a little inside investigative baseball. I don't expect these two guys to know. Informants are used in court to prove things beyond a reasonable doubt all the time. Informants are used every day. They have to meet generally what's called this like a two-prong test. If an informant comes to me with information that Biden took a bribe, there are two things I need before I bring it to a judge. One will suffice. Has this guy or woman given credible information in the past? If they have, ladies and gentlemen, Marshall, Daniel, Annie, I guess they're just too stupid to have asked the federal agents. You can absolutely bring this to court. Why? Let me quote these assholes. The Bureau had viewed him as a credible informant, i.e. he'd given credible information in the past. These three dipshits don't even know that. And yet they're writing a piece for CNN at the behest of the White House. Do you not understand this can be used in court? There's a second prong, however, because sometimes it's a first-time informant. Some guy Guy's never met, the FBI's never met, says Joe robbed the bank. The second prong is you have to go and verify the information. Was a bank robbed? Who did you get the information from? Was there DNA left behind? If it turns out to be true, linking it to Joe, then that guy's information will absolutely be used in court. Holy Moses. Yeah, no, that's a good point. I'm sorry. You know, folks, in the chat, Guy redeemed himself. He said, I didn't realize you said if I was the FBI. So he said the first thing he would do, Guy, if he's told Joe robbed the bank, is ask, is Joe a conservative? If he is, they'll double down. If it turns out Joe's a Biden supporter, the answer is they ignore the informant. Matt, if they throw him over a bridge somewhere with cement booties and make him go away. That's a good point, Guy. I totally forgot that. This is, however, hilarious, given the fact that the information can be easily verified from the credible informant by just listening to tapes of Joe Biden talk about upholding money. The informant alleged he was given a bribe to influence foreign policy decisions. He's already on a recording with the former Ukrainian president Poroshenko making foreign policy decisions because, according to a lot of the people involved in this circle, him and his son were bribed. Listen to this yourself.
Assuming that there is a new government and a new prosecutor general, I am prepared to do a public signing of the commitment for the $1 billion.
And despite of the fact that we didn't have any corruption charges, we don't have any information about he doing something wrong, I especially asked him, no, it was the day before yesterday, I especially asked him to resign.
Congratulations on installing the new prosecutor general. It's going to be critical for him to work quickly to repair the damage Shokin did. And I'm a man of my word. Now that the new prosecutor general's in place, we're ready to move forward in signing that new $1 billion loan guarantee.
But hat tip New York Post for that, by the way. I'm a man of my word. By the way, if you're listening on audio, do me a favor, watch the Rumble version because it has you can read below. You can read the text down below what's going on in case you were confused by Poroshenko, who's got a thick accent. He's a man of his word. I want you to pay very close attention to what he said at the end because there's a lot of confusion about this. The prosecutor Shokin, who he wanted fired because he was looking into his son Hunter Biden's company, Burisma, in Ukraine. You have to understand, Biden held up the IMF money even after Shokin was fired. Well, why, Dan? Shokin was fired. That's what the company wanted. Shokin was looking into the company. Ladies and gentlemen, Biden didn't even release the money until a new prosecutor was put in who would later go and drop the case. That's how malicious this piece of human filth is. Did you hear what he said in that? I'd play it again, but I don't want to waste your time. You can rewind it later. He says at the end, now that the new prosecutor is in there, I'll do the ceremony and we'll release the money. It wasn't even good enough that they fired him. He wanted his guy in there. They didn't even know if this guy was corrupt or anything. All they cared about is he was going to drop the case against Burisma. So basically everything on the 1023 from the informant comports with reality. But don't tell Daniel Marshall Annie that. These three idiots can't even do basic journalism. Because they can't? No, because they won't. Because they're garbage people. They're propagandists. They're ass-kissing, sycophantic little communists who, when the White House told them to go out and write a piece discrediting themselves and their family names, they did it because they don't have the courage to stand up for what's decent.
Too many assholes on the field.
Thank you, Jess. Definitely a penalty. We haven't done that. What happened? You don't like the penalty flag? You okay? Yeah. Oh, I thought he had like a reaction to the penalty flag. He looked like he was upset with the penalty, like he had another call. False start. He thought it was, oh, it was like. He wasn't ready at the level of. That's hilarious. Okay, let's get to the next one. This fact check only gets better, folks. Only gets better. And by better, I mean hilariously stupid from these idiots. They say, here's the Republican claim. Biden participated in calls and dinners with his son's business partners. Here, facts first. McCarthy's claim omits key context about what was and wasn't reportedly discussed in the calls and dinners. A Hunter Biden associate testified that even though Joe Biden was on these calls and at these dinners, he didn't discuss business. And Republicans have not presented any evidence that Joe Biden himself benefited financially from his appearance at the dinners or the calls. Holy shit. Do you, again, not understand how selling access works? What are you, an idiot? Hunter Biden selling access to his dad. He gets his dad on the phone and says, here's my dad. Look, I'll get him on the phone. Are you dipshits as stupid? Here's where it gets even funnier. This is hilarious. Here's another business partner to the deal, Devin Archer. Devin Archer, who was involved in all of this stuff with Hunter Biden. Here is Devin Archer acknowledging that the whole purpose of having dad around was to sell the appearance of access to him so they would give the family money they would benefit from. Don't listen to me. Listen to them. Check this out.
The reaction to what you've said in public, to what you said to the committee on the Hill, and doubtless to what you've been telling us in this interview, is that, like, there's no corruption here at all. This is totally normal. Joe Biden had no role whatsoever in his son's business or knowledge of it.
But right.
How would, I mean, that seems false.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, that's categorically false. I think that he was aware of Hunter's business. He met with Hunter's business partners. You found a letter that illustrates that he knew me.
And he's thanking you. He's thanking you for his efforts.
So I think that was, yeah. I think
for your efforts. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that that's a, that's not factually right.
Again, the business partner to the freaking deal, another one. You're like, wait, which business partner? Schwerin, Bobulinski, or Archer? Everybody acknowledges at some point, everybody, that they were selling some access to the Biden family and that money was exchaged. Yeah, again, Dale, Daniel, Marshall, Annie, are you really, did the three of your brains, did you ever get together and go, guys, this is embarrassing? Like, this is really humiliating? This is the best you can do? You're telling me CNN, with its multi-million dollar budget, you couldn't do what I just did, Guy. How long do you think it took me? I sent you all the show prep. How long do you think it took me to send you this stuff last night? What do you think, an hour? About an hour. I'm not exaggerating, Guy. I mean, I put up the emails happily to show you. I don't want to waste your time, but we have a show prep email. I sent it to Guy and Joe. Joe cuts it. Guy puts it into the show. They put the elements together. Joe does the audio. It took me about an hour. It took me an hour by myself. I'm not trying to knock you. Did any of you guys help me with it outside of processing, picking it?
No.
Thank you. They process all of it. They do hard. Folks, it was that quick. And honestly, The only reason it even took an hour is the Bob Alinsky thing. I had trouble pulling the video off. I had to go to a New York Post article. That's the only reason. Would have taken me 25 minutes probably. You're telling me CNN can't figure this out? The answer is, of course they can. They don't want to. Oh, it gets better. In case you're still under the illusion that CNN's not a bunch of communist a-holes. They say, here's the Republican claim. Biden family members' financial transactions were flagged as suspicious. Here again, they note CNN, the existence of these suspicious activity reports don't prove wrongdoing on their own. Here we go again, bastardizing the word proof to mean something it doesn't mean. They note, the filing of a suspicious activity report, or a SAR, does not prove wrongdoing. Such reports are not conclusive and are akin to a bank providing a tip to investigators out of an abundance of caution. Financial institutions file millions of SARs each year, but few lead to law enforcement inquiries. Bullshit. They are making that up. They are all sent to law enforcement. And the millions of SARs they're talking about are for trillions of transactions, and many of those are on the same accounts. Why? Because these three assholes are lying to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have 65,000 people watching right now. Thank you all, by the way. We have a sports stadium watching right now. I will guarantee you, probably none of you in this chat have ever had a suspicious activity report. The millions that are filed are against a small cabal of people. You know what those people are called? Criminals. You understand how difficult it is for a bank to file a suspicious activity report against you? Let me school Annie Dale Marshall again, the three morons. A bank does not want to file a suspicious activity report, folks, against a million-dollar client. Why's that, man? Because they're making big buku bucks off of them. If a bank is filing even one SAR against you, I read these every day. These three dipshits did not. I read these things every day. They all get sent to the Secret Service. All of them. If you were a bank on Long Island, New York, when I was in the Melville office, and you filed a SAR, me or one of my teammates read it. But few lead to law enforcement inquiries? Bullshit. What are you talking about? They're all inquiries. They may not lead to full-blown investigations, but they're all inquiries. This guy has no idea what he's talking about. None of them. Suspicious activity reports are rare. They're filed for structuring. They're filed for money laundering. They're filed every single day. And so you may say, well, why doesn't every one of them lead to an arrest? Because a lot of them, folks, sadly, lead to money overseas and money trails where for us to go ask for an extradition from a country that we don't have an extradition treaty with. Again, these three assholes don't care. You're going to file you against an Iranian money launderer if it leads back to Iran? You're going to go get an arrest? What do you think, the Iranian mullahs are going to turn them over? These three idiots don't know that. You understand the Biden family had hundreds of these? Do you have any idea how much garbage you have to be knee-deep in to have hundreds of suspicious activity reports? If this was the Trump family that paid for parking for a guy, parking, and found the guy in jail, these three assholes would be doing a 25-page report on it, which they probably already did. So sick. This is like dark mode today, folks. I'm so sick of these pathetic communist dipshits. I hope your kids mock you in the future for the scum you guys are covering this up. Like you're, look at me, I'm too dumb to figure this out. You know exactly what you're doing. Here's the last one. Oh, there's no evidence, they claim. They say the GOP claim is that the vice president used his powers to help his son's business. Here's, they say, facts first. There is no public evidence Joe Biden abuses government powers to help his family. I just played for you the audio of him celebrating the new prosecutor, Lutsenko, that dropped the case against his kid's company. I mean, did you miss this tape too, the son of a bitch tape, where he bragged, openly in front of a foreign relations board where he bragged openly about firing this guy Shokin, who was looking into his son's company? I mean, he said it publicly. You need to see this again. Check this out.
I was not I, but it just happened to be that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones. So I got Ukraine. And I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Again, the Daniel Marshall, Cohen, Dale Grayer. Did you guys miss that? Did you miss that? Well, son of a bitch, he got fired. Here, I'm going to end with the most hilarious one of all. Is there one more? There is one more. Yeah, let's get to that. This is an important one. So they claim that, they say, here's the GOP claim. Biden lied about his knowledge of his family's business deals. CNN says, Joe Biden's unequivocal denials of any business-related contact with his son have been undercut over time. No, he lied, morons. Here they go again, though. But so far, there's no public evidence that his occasional interactions with Hunter Biden's business partners led to him getting substantially involved in his son's financial arrangements. Folks, if you believe this, I can't help you. Matter of fact, it's so bad, even their own colleague over at CNN, Jake Tapper himself, started to wonder if Joe Biden was full of shit on this all the time. You listen to yourself.
And Kristen, Glenn Kessler from the Washington Post had a fact check about Joe Biden from earlier this month, noting that Hunter Biden admitted in court in July that he was, in fact, paid substantial sums from Chinese companies. Kessler wrote, Hunter Biden reported nearly $2.4 million in income in 2017 and $2.2 million in income in 2018, most of which came from Chinese or Ukrainian interests. But this directly goes against what Joe Biden said in the debate in 2020 with Donald Trump. Take a listen.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about what are you talking about? China.
What you None became of that president, is true. He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
So it's from two different debates, but I mean, Trump was right. I mean, he did make a fortune from China, and Joe Biden was wrong.
Now, nobody knows what to do. Did these three talk to their own network? These are people on their own network. I mean, is anyone, folks, seriously, is anybody going to stand up? Is anyone on the left going to stand up and have any human dignity at all? You know, it's interesting. We've got this brand of the Republican Party that's called out the Bushies. We started the show today calling out Romney for being a fake Republican, not standing on principles with some integrity, because that's what we do. We believe in conservatism. We don't worship people like golden calves. Are any of you chumps and cowards and wuss bags on the left going to stand up and do the right thing? Don't you have kids? Are you even mildly concerned that you are going to be part of the biggest political scandal in history or the cover-up of it? Does that even bother you a little bit, or are you that disgusting? Is your soul that black? Have some dignity, man. My gosh, have some freaking dignity. So humiliating. We got to live in a country with you morons right now who know full well that that case I just laid out is absolute proof beyond a reasonable doubt that this guy in the White House is a crime family kingpin. You absolutely know it. You're just too disgusting and of too low character to do a damn thing about it, you chumps and cowards. You disgust me. I want you to know that. You disgust me. You're human garbage, and you know you are. That's why you hate yourself and you hate everyone around you. Seek help. All right, folks, I'm going to run. I got a book signing to get to later. We'll be back here tomorrow. I'm off the radio today because I got to fly. I will be back tomorrow on the radio, though. We'll be a podcast tomorrow, 11 a.m. I'll be there. I'll tell you about the book signing. Things are going to be great tomorrow. I got a loaded show for you tomorrow, too. I've actually, some of the stuff I'm going to have to transfer over from today because I didn't get to it. But share this show with anyone who believes in the new no evidence hoax, which is the new collusion hoax. The evidence is everywhere, and it's right in front of your face. You can choose to believe it, or you can choose to be human garbage. There's no option C. And thanks again for picking up my book. We'd love to jump into the top 10 today if you're interested in picking it up. It's called The Gift of Failure. Joe's in it. It's cop stories, really funny one, really embarrassing one, really dangerous one. A couple of good Secret Service stories. Something that went down in Indonesia. It's a pretty cool story. And you'll hear about how I walked from the Secret Service into politics and got smoked. And we didn't think we got smoked, but we did. Interesting story. So I hope you like it. The Gift of Failure. Pick it up wherever you get your books. And I'll see you in Cary, North Carolina today at 5 p.m. over at the Barnes & Noble. Really appreciate it. If you show up, say hello. We got a bunch of books for everybody. I'll see you there. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.